Chance, everything is taken. How
did you do that?
Chance.
They don't say their work is by chance, but ultimately everything is by chance. But they are
very good at chance.
Isaac Newton disproved that theory. Isaac Newton disproved that theory.
John.
So one man, he did a paper called Life Has No Meaning.
What's that? Well, the lifeless man was a man.
We have to give life meaning, and that's the glory of man, they say, that he finds the meaning, gives his own meaning to the meaningless.
Nobel Prize.
They say you should face up to that uncertainty or no meaning and then just live your life, and that without taking some meaning from the Shastra or anybody, you just
simply take some meaning.
Each person has to find within himself the meaning.
And why you are distributing really and saying no. Let him do it in his own way.
Yeah. Your ancestors give some money.
I'm just pushing this.
Yeah, that's the same idea as Krishnamurti. He doesn't need a guru, but he's written 13 books to tell everyone.
Yeah, he's written 13 books.
Something like that. At the end of his book, he says, when you're finished reading it, throw it away. When you're finished reading this book, you can throw it away.
Because you don't actually need it.
And that philosopher of this philosophy, Camus, he said, don't try to lead me because I may not want to follow you. And don't follow me because I'm not capable of leading you. Just walk beside me and be my friend. So he said, by writing his books, he was not trying to lead other people, but just trying to free them from following falsely any absolute philosophy.
And he has to follow you, because by taking your instruction, I shall stop following others. That means I'll have to follow you.
Yes.
So what is the benefit? When you stop following others, I have to follow you. By following, yes. They did not stop.
They claim they don't want to be leaders, but actually they do.
That means that what he says, that is contradictory. That means that. But he commits suicide at the end of his life. God.
You were asking yesterday, what are some of the charges that the opposing party makes against us? That's another one, that we follow absolute authority. Your authority, and also in the temples, that the temple president or leaders, they have authority. This is not healthy psychology that we should have.
Why you come to force your authority? If authority is not good, then why you come to respect your authority? Example, change from one authority to another.
But I don't say you have to accept me absolutely.
Well, then why do you start to speak nonsense? If you haven't got to accept it, why do you stop nonsense? Somebody is selling something, and if he says, don't purchase it, then what is he saying? Contradiction. After all, they are nonsense.
They think that by surrendering to the spiritual master, if many people do this, it will be very dangerous because they won't think for themselves.
Yes, yes, sir, but you ask to surrender to you. So why should I not surrender to my spiritual master? What is you, the changing, surrender?
Well, at least if we don't have absolute authority, I may tell you something, and if it's not good, you don't have to follow me.
But why do you speak nonsense? You said, if you haven't got to follow, why you ask your friend and not my son?
If what he's saying has no value, then
no, why do you ask your friend?
Well, relative value.
That you are already got.
And that's all there is, they say.
Already I've got relative value.
As I say, that each man has his own life to live, so he can take the best from which, from many authorities. He can say, well, I like some of what you're saying and some of what someone else is saying, so I can take what's best for me for my life.
But if I find in one place the best, I say, take so much trouble. Why do you induce me to go here and there if I just in one place?
That's
if I like everything
found.
You're saying, that if I like everything you're saying, then why should I accept that?
And why should they object if we decide to surrender? We want to start.
They are asking surrender.
They're actually envious because they want everybody to follow their idea of going here and there.
One person said, this kind of thing reminds me of Hitler's Germany. If there's too much authority or blind following, it's not healthy.
And too much authority, the authority is wrong. But if the authority is right, then it is very better.
Yes.
To submit what in one place and get everything just like we go to some supermarket. We get everything there, we go there.
And there's no question of blind following either.
No.
Otherwise, why would you put it so many books?
I went to one professor who refused to help us, and he said the reason is although we may be being persecuted now and we're a small movement, by reading our book and talking to the devotees, he thinks that if we ever did become powerful, we would also become intolerant, and we would not allow people to have any other religion. So he said, although you're small, I am afraid to help you.
He does not understand.
Is it a fact that if Krishna consciousness was the main power, would people be allowed to in the Vedic culture, are people allowed to follow any other belief? In a society where there's Krishna conscious king or president, and say someone doesn't want to be a devotee, what happens to him?
Devotee, unless one is devotee, he cannot become Krishna. Even Rajas, king at the same time.
No, the king, if the king is a devotee, but one of the subjects says, I still don't believe in Krishna, but I want to live here also.
So, king has the power to chastise. That's why if this child says, I don't believe in education, so I have to accept, he must be punished. But it is a child. You can say, Father, I don't believe in education. Let me play. Will the father allow? Chastise it. That is king's duty.
So someone wanted to be, say, a Christian in the Krishna conscious, a society led by a Krishna conscious person. If someone wanted to be a Christian, would he be chastised?
First of all, that Christian is real or pathway thing, you have to see that. The father does not chastise always. When the son does wrong, then he chastises. Otherwise, my son chastises. Christian means today, real means one who believes in God and abides by the order of God. That's religion.
So if they chanted Christos and stopped eating meat, but they still wanted to follow the Bible.
If they follow Bible, that is religion, of course. But they do not follow. Bible says thou shalt not kill. They are killing. So what kind of Christian is?
No. They should be chastised.
Yes, they should be punished. That is the duty of the king. You follow any bona fide religion, you get all protection. But you don't follow the messages. That is king's duty.
Yes.
deen has no objection. Whether you are following Christian method or Hindu method, it doesn't matter. But you must have some religion. If you have no religion, then you are an animal. You must be tested. Savipunthan paro dharma dhatu bhakti adhukhati. Religion means you believe in God and love Him. That's all. Three words. Believe. You believe in God means know God. What is God? And love Him. That's all. This is religion. So it doesn't matter whether you understand God through Christian method or Hindu method. But you love God and you abide by the orders of God. Then you are religious. Dharmam tu sāsād bhagavatpani. Dharma means, religion means the words of God. So you must know what is God and you must know what does He say. Then you are religious. It doesn't matter what it is. Christian and Hindu. Gold is gold. Whether you purchase it from Mahavadan shop or Hindu shop or Christian, it doesn't matter. You must get gold. That's all. Whether you have got God. If you have got some fictitious God, then you must learn what is God. What is that?
What about?
Do not know God.
Yes.
You must learn what is God. If you refuse to learn, then you must be punished. If you know God, then it is all right. If you do not know, then you must learn. If you refuse to learn, you must be punished. Yes.
What is the test we can understand someone? If someone says, I know God, it's happening.
Well, say, what is God? Say, what is God? What do you mean by God?
God is the force moving the universe.
That means you do not know. Force, a child can also see the force, but behind the force, who is there? Whenever there is force, there must be one person forceful who is forcing. Do you know that?
Well, I am in no position to see
that. Yes, learn it from me. If you have refused, then you must be punished. That is my duty.
He was just saying that a person who's not religious is no better than an animal.
Yeah.
But he might argue that even the animals have a right to live undisturbed.
No. Animal right to live, animal is subjected to be punished. Just to live. Right. Suppose your cow comes with it all night. It must be punished. Immediately. Lactose. Then he will be corrected.
But there are so many animals living in the jungle.
Yes. Yeah. No, jungle have no business to go there. They have rejected them. Let them live there. But in the human society, the animal disturbs, it must be punished. We speak.
What about, say, a Buddhist who practices ahimsa?
No, Buddhist, I say, there is no question of Buddhist teacher. One must know what is wrong.
But he would say, I follow our leader and we don't believe in the personality of God.
The leader is a wrong person. You cannot follow. You must follow the right leader.
One cannot say that he doesn't believe in the power of the state.
That is not leadership. It is misleader. Thanks. He has to see that the citizens are doing nice. And that is king's duty.
The king is like a father.
Yes. That is stated Lord Ramchandra treated his subjects as sons. And they also treated Lord Ramchandra as father. That is the relationship between the city and the king. Father and son.
the chastisement that the king gives.
That is out of love. Out of love.
Yes. Not by envy. Yes.
Mm. Pleasure means correction. It is in the wrong way. It is correct. It is right.
Gradually you have to take the power of the king to correct the whole human system. Sadhanam vinashaya to duskita. That is Krishna's business. To give protection to the right person and to chastise the wrong person. Two things required, side by side. Paritrana sadhanam vinashaya to duskita. And dharma samasthapana. See, another. By chastising the wrongdoer, and by giving protection to the right man, and then establish what is real relief. And then Krishna's mission, Krishna consciousness, is perfect. Three things. Paritrana, sadhana, vinashaya to duskita, dharma samasthapana. Yuge-yuge-sanana. This is Krishna's dream. What Gita? Everything will be nice.
Nowadays, coming to power usually means some revolution, violent revolution, or political maneuvers.
They are trying also to correct, but they do not know how to correct. That is the difference. Therefore, we take this offer. Here, everything is correct. Everyone is trying to remodel, but they do not know how to remodel. Hare
Krishna. Well, but it is not writing books itself. It's all people they hear is controversy. They collect all his conferences and they write for him. He never wrote any books himself, Krishna Murti.
A friend recommended it to me. Yeah. He said he was very exuberant. He said he found a book which he could read and throw away at the end. Out of curiosity, I started to read. I got the book, and there was one chapter called "Does God Exist?" Something like that. So I turned to that one first, and after I read the first paragraph, I threw the book out. Because he was saying, well, God exists if you believe he exists. And if you don't believe he exists, then he doesn't exist.
It depends on me.
Yeah.
Existence depends on me.
Yeah. So I thought, well, if he's leaving it up to me to decide, I would buy the book to try and find some information. So what was I could see the value of the thing.
Oh.
On the class, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been wondering, when you offered me an engagement in Israel, and you started drinking, you didn't answer. This year in the United States, several temples had very good success by advertising a cooking class in the college. Many times the students, they don't want to come when they see Bhagavad Gita or Bhakti Yoga, but they would say Indian cooking. And they would go, and in the class they would teach how to make cooking, but then they would preach. And so this food should be offered to God, and this is the Bhagavad Gita. And this way it was much very nice.
We had also classes like this in Paris. People were coming just for to learn how to cook. And that's when they could hear the philosophy.
Prabhupada, these are the vehicles that I can get for 3,000 rupees.
And you have to be dead.
Yeah,
but still, this vehicle is being sold. It's imperfect, it cannot be other. So, same job of purity means everyone is imperfect. So, I shall be good.
That's even, that's their philosophy. There's a saying, nobody's perfect.
No, that you do not know is perfect. That is really not. We know. If I know, it's perfect. Why should I take care of that? Krishna is perfect. I know. From authority. I'm not that person.
And my fact is that I have my authority, and I'm happy to live by it.
You love me, each other. You say nobody is but me. How is it? You can't have authority. Oh, you can't
have this
authority,
but as far as my own happiness goes,
I'm happy.
Sometimes the question is, after Arjuna heard the whole Bhagavad Gita and understood it, when he engaged in a battlefield, still when he heard that Abhimanyu, his son, died, he was very agitated again. He was the reason
that he
died. But one wants to advocate, I paid it and I don't know about it.
You may say that I'm unhappy with the authority that I've got now, but if you force me to accept Krishna consciousness when I don't want it, then that will also make me unhappy.
It is a great thing, but I'll write to force you.
This is against our democratic spirit in the West.
Democratic means democracy.
Yes. That's why they revolted against the kings. So that they wouldn't have to be forced. Give me liberty or give me death.
But under that banner of saying this is good for you, you can force me to do all kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good. Otherwise, there's military force.